What's the deal, man? It's your boy Young Note. I'm rocking with You Heard Me podcast on G Nice TV. Yeah. I'm that nigga, huh?
I'm that nigga, huh? Hey, snatch a chain. This ain't going no offer up. Nah. Before Uber, you that nigga who caught the bus. I'ma have to shut the city up. Niggas talk too much. Walking down, you can't see when I'm walking up. Yeah.
I had a wet jumper. I'm a cold nigga. Hit a soulmate all summer. Bitch, hit my phone asking for money. Yeah, wrong.
What's the deal, everybody? It's your boy G Murd. It's the G Nice TV. And we back at it with another episode of You Heard Me podcast presented by G Nice TV. And today I'm excited because we with a motherfucking GOAT right now, bro. Like, a motherfucking legend in the making. And I say that seriously because this guy's been working for the past few years. And he's been doing his thing. He's coming up. He's coming for you motherfuckers, for real. Everybody, it's Young Note.
Motherfucking Note, man. You already know the deal, man. Let's go. MBF, man. You know what the fuck going on.
So what's up, bro? What's new?
Shit, everything up under the sun, man. I got everything dropping. I ain't gonna cap. Like, I took a break for a little bit. We back at it now. I got merch, music, videos, and I got artists and shit coming out this year, too. Yeah.
Oh, so you got your own label?
Yeah.
Finally, huh?
Come on, man.
So for the people that don't know, you know, give them a little background. Where you from, man? And what was it like growing up as a child?
Yeah, I'm from the IE, man, Inland Empire. I'm from Reno Valley, California. You feel me? Shit, it's just like anywhere else. You feel me? You got your good, you got your bad. You feel me? As a kid, I always did music and shit, just taking it seriously, probably like about a couple years ago. But I wasn't really on it like that as a kid. I was just doing other shit like what kids do. You feel me? Running around, playing
sports,
all that
and
extra shit.
Shit.
Yeah, I played sports. Yep, I played football.
What position?
I don't even remember, bro. I wasn't into it. I played with my twin right here. He was into that shit. I wasn't into it. I know, like, what was it, like, halfback, defensive back, or some shit?
He was like a fullback. Fullback. Shit, but he played defensive lineman, too. That was his main little shit.
So, you started rapping when you was 9.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because you went to a studio with a female artist, right? Her pops had a studio.
Yeah.
So talk about that. How'd that come about?
Shit. I was like, that wasn't, that specific incident wasn't around the time I was 9. That was like, I was like
14 or something.
Yep, like 14, 15. But shit, 9, I wrote my first rap. Me and this nigga right here, we was just writing raps and shit, trying to see who could make the best one. My shit ended up being dope. He wanted me to keep doing it, but it was just, I just was doing it on some fun shit. But it was actually dope, though. So as time progressed, I was like, fuck it. Let me get back in my bag, see if I could keep doing this shit. You feel me? I did it, and then I ended up running into Steviana.
Okay.
Her dad is the one that, you feel me, rest in peace to him. He was the one that recorded, like, my first song in Moreno Valley and shit. Like, I thought a nigga was on after that. I thought it was over.
So, like, what's your musical influences growing up?
As far as like artists or just anything I've been through,
anything and
shit,
music.
Life, man, like, it's just when I first realized I really wanted to be involved in music, like, no cap, no bullshit, I was living on, it's before I even like was all the way moved into Marino, because I was going back and forth. Like, my mom stayed in LA, my dad stayed in Riverside, so I was going back and forth. Like, right before I just actually, like, moved to Moreno Valley, I was, like, 11. We were staying on, like, 63rd and Victoria out here in L.A. And that's, like, you know, home of the 60s or whatever. And Nipsey was coming up at the time. Like, he wasn't really, like, rapping as Nipsey Hussle. He was just doing his own thing, handing out CDs, mixtapes, and shit like that. And he handed us a mixtape one day. We was just like tripping off. I was tripping off of it. Like, damn, this shit is crazy. Like, not because it was Nipsey Hussle, just what he was doing in the video. Like, he riding through his hood. Yeah. Was, you know, like,
and this is before he was.
This
like,
before he was even, you feel me? Like, Nipsey. Like, he was gangbanging at the time. Yeah. Like, we was living in a hood. So, he was just like,
Victoria.
Yeah. He was like, here, just, you feel me? Take my mixtape or whatever. Ooh, we took his mixtape. We kids, though. You feel me? So, we got to watch this shit while our mom not woke. When we on our own type shit. So we watch it. The shit was dope. Like, I was just impressed with what he was doing. You feel me? Bitches all learning fast life type shit. And I ended up going to school. I did a fucking talent show. And I got up there and rapped. Niggas was feeling it. So it was like, just in that exact moment, the rush, everybody screaming your name, acting like you feel me? Like you that nigga.
You like the energy.
I just wanted it. I wanted it. I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Shit, but, I feel you. When you run into people like that, regardless if they big or not, and you young, you see what they doing, and you want to be like that too.
Right.
And it gives you that momentum.
Yeah.
Definitely. So you say you're from Moville, right?
Yeah.
What's the culture like with music in Moreno Valley? Because it's starting to buzz now more than it has before.
Yeah, I feel like before, and I'm not throwing no shade to nobody who rapping in, I just feel like before it wasn't no culture. Like, I felt like it was, like, I'm not going to say it wasn't, but we wasn't established. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course, L.A. is the closest thing to Moreno Valley as far as, like, a set and stable culture as far as things that they do. So I don't know if, like, it comes from this area or whatever, but as far as, like, rapping and people coming out doing their thing as far as in the inland, I wouldn't say that it had a set culture until now. Like, these last couple years coming up, you got, like, certain artists that's doing, like, the whole, you know, gangbang scene. You got certain artists that's doing, like, you know, the bars. You got certain artists that's doing, like, how can I say, like a Roddy Ricch type, or you know, stuff like that. So I wouldn't even, I feel like it's a good thing. I don't want to put an umbrella over IE and say they only do this type of music. Like, it's so much talent in the IE to where it's like everybody needs to be heard. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we just got our own style. I feel like we coming for everything. Like, that's just what it is. Everything, we coming for it all.
Hell yeah. Well, shit, and you've been making music since you was young, so up to this point, like, what are some things that you've overcame and faced through just your whole musical career?
Shit, I work with a lot of people. Thank God. That was my blessing coming up, like, at a young age. Shout out to Gorilla Black. He was, like, one of the first artists I've ever worked with. And with that being said, I got to give a shout out to my nigga Any Means. Shout out my dog Any Means. He the one that basically took me under his wing and, you feel me, introduced me to Gorilla Black. And ever since I met Gorilla Black at like 13, 14, I was already in the streets. So it wasn't like, you know, I could just stay focused on doing that. I was already, you know, in the streets doing what I was doing. So I couldn't stay focused on that. But Gorilla Black embraced me with open arms. We started working, doing music and shit together. I met, you know, a lot of people. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not gonna name drop, but I met a lot of celebrities in that time frame that I worked from him from 14 to probably like about 16. After that, me and my manager, well, at the time he was my manager, Any Means, we lost connect. He ended up like doing whatever he was doing, going to jail and shit like that. He ended up getting out. We reconnected. I started fucking with him again, and he introduced me to Mr. Criminal. Shout out Mr. Criminal. We hit it off right away, started working with him for a little bit, and, you know, they just both blessed me with their blessings, like, you know, you good, you know what you're doing, you know, go after it, it's time for you to, you feel me, do your own thing. They never hindered me or made me feel like I had to do anything that I didn't want to do. I always represented what I wanted to rep, which was MBF, and, you know, they just welcomed it, they embraced it, they let me do what I wanted to do. So as far as, like, everything that I've been through, it just molded me up to this point that where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The touring, all the shits, you feel me? The Instagram videos, I do all that. Just molded me into this moment right now.
And you talked, and you said something very important that, and when you were saying that, you met a lot of people through that journey. Like, how important was it for you to keep close to those connects? Because, you know, in this industry, well, with any industry, they said one bad apple could ruin you. So, like, how important was it for you at a young age to continue to build on those connections and the relationships? So that way, when you continue to grow, you have those people around.
It was important for me to keep relationships with him because at the time, they was evolving. You know what I'm saying? They was going places. They was doing shit. So me staying close to them and being up under them, I learned a lot of shit. Basically that, you know what I'm saying, molded me into this point now. Like, I learned a lot going places, seeing things. meeting more celebrities and more people that they knew and had around them. You know what I'm saying? That's why it was like important for me to stay up under them. And on top of that, I was the youngest. So me being the youngest, everybody was infatuated. Like, oh, how he that? Yeah. He can rap, he that? Oh, you feel
especially
what I'm saying?
You had time to just evolve.
Evolve on it, yeah.
Yeah. So like, what's the most, would you say is the most challenging thing about this, like, this whole process for you? And like, despite the distractions, like, you know, the street shit, or even like the motherfuckers that work with you and they flop and they don't want to, you know what I'm saying? There's a stigma in the industry where people make features with other folks, and then when you go hard, they don't put out the music. Yeah. Has there ever been a situation like that for you? Yeah. To where like you ever was like, damn, like, you was expected to be on the record, and you was like, okay, I see how you're going. So you just stay more in your own lane and just do your own thing?
You'll get that a lot, yeah, hell yeah. Definitely, most def. I done had people take my lyrics, post my lyrics all on their story or on their page like they wrote it. I had people inbox me. Oh, I heard this verse, or I heard this, what you said on this. But at the end of the day, it's like, I don't even be paying attention to it. It's all like, I got a purpose, you know what I mean? So me working towards that purpose, whatever happens in between that, whether it's good or bad, it's going to all feed in. It's going to all go into place at the right moment. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, people going to do whatever they want to do. I can't stop that. And I've been in situations like that where I'd have been taken off records, or they never put the record out, or never even spoke on the record. I got records right now with, like, big-name people that ain't never probably going to never touch the world.
Damn. Well, I mean, shit, when you got a purpose, bro, you stay focused and determined, and you're just going to continue to do your own thing regardless. Right. And doors are always going to open when you're working. So that's just what it is. So when you was 14, right, you had the opportunity to connect with DJ Ill Will, right? So how did that come about?
Crazy story. I didn't even know I was working with DJ Ill Will.
You didn't know it was him at the time?
I did not know it was him until I got to the actual, like, well, not even when I got to the studio. We was in the studio for a while, recording and all that. We had went there to go do an actual song. So when we get there to do the song, we pull up, we have our beats and everything ready. So we go up in there, we knock it out, whatever. I knew it was kind of something different because, you know, at this time, I'm going to studios that's like mic in a closet type shit. Yeah. So I could tell the difference. Soon as my voice get on the mic, I'm like, ooh, shit, I hear echo. All the shit, you feel, all the plugins or whatever. So
All the actual producing type shit.
You feel me? So I'm like, damn, this shit sound different in my head. So I'm like, yeah, I got to show my ass because this got to be somebody with a studio like this. I'm in there, I'm going over my verse and shit. I hear Ill Will talking to my manager at the time. He telling him, like, yeah, we just knock the record out with whoop de whoop and woo. I'm like, hold on, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, he might be somebody. Yeah. So anyway, I didn't mind it. I kept recording whatever. How I knew it was him after that, they like, yeah, you know, the song is mixed, whoop, I'm gonna, you know, master it and send it out to y'all. What y'all trying to do now? I got some beats. Throwing the beat and I hear the DJ Ill Will. I'm like, that's who that is.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, all the little shit kick in. You like, oh, I get nervous, and I don't even know why, because I done already rapped. He done already told me I was cool. So, you know, it was just right there in that moment. I was like, damn, I might really be doing something with this. You feel me?
Hell yeah. And this is when you was 14, right? Mm-hmm. So what'd you take out that whole experience and from that situation?
Man. I had really walking up out of it, I had mixed emotions. I thought I was finna blow. I'm like, I'm finna be the next fucking Bow Wow or something. I'm fucking young. Nigga,
that's
finna
how you
make
supposed
it.
To
that's
feel
just
that.
How I felt, you feel me? But from that whole experience now, when I look back on it, I feel like it was just something that was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. As far as like my journey.
Like,
you know,
a
what
stepping
I'm saying?
Stool to the
that
next level.
That was something that was supposed to happen. And I'm grateful. Shout out DJ Ill Will, man. It's all love.
So it was funny because, like, a lot of people, when they get those opportunities, when they step in a room with somebody big, you know what I mean? They oftentimes feel like that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They rely on that moment so much, and it takes them off their grind for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, you took that moment, and you didn't take it for granted. You kept applying pressure.
Hell yeah.
So that's good, bro. So, and your catalog's really great, bro. I've been taking a look at it for a while now, since when I hit you up when I was back in Minnesota. And you got some shit.
Hell yeah.
So talk about this new project that you just released.
This new project I just released,
the one from this past year, right?
Yeah, this past year.
Yeah.
Talk My Shit Part 2.
Yeah. Yep. Talk about what went into that project, and what made you feel like it was time to drop that, because you had a lot of singles before that.
Yeah. I just felt like it was time to give them something that I wanted to give them, you know? As far as, like, me putting out singles, it's still music that I want to give them. But at the same time, it's like me just feeding my fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, throwing music out there just so I won't get a moment to where it's like I'm taking a break or I'm not doing nothing. But this project was kind of like special to me, because when I put it together, I went in with the mindset of album, you know what I mean? I was working with my team. Shout out my dog Bucket. He right there on the couch, man, my nigga. He kind of like helped me with this album and put it from beginning to the end on how, what I wanted to talk about and how I wanted to approach the album, what a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? So it was special to me. I put my son on there. I had him do an intro and an outro. There's some music on there to where it's like you could really understand who I am, you know what I'm saying? It's not just me talking about this or just on one lane about that. Like, I'm speaking on everything, my life, what I done been through, moments that have happened in my life, and it's also records on there that you can, you know, dance to and you know, catch a good vibe with, you know what I'm saying? So I just felt like I did a lot on that piece of work to where it's like something that I really like cherish for real.
No, that's what's up, bro. So now you're going into this entrepreneur route as well.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that you got artists under your belt.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to go into creating your own label and doing your own thing now?
Honestly, it's like this shit was like planned from the jump. Like I said, my dog Bucket, shout out my nigga, man. I've been knowing him for some years, like 10 plus years, and we talked about this shit from the beginning. And all I can say is, like, when you got a team of niggas that's solid and they understand the vision, you ain't got no choice but to go up. So with that being said, like, we know what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We know that I'm the main artist and we putting our artists behind that. We know that everything that we doing right now in this moment is going to build to what we want in the end. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
So with that being said, I got Bucket dropping this year. I got Soulja dropping this year. That's another artist that's on the label. MBF Rocky is another artist that's on the label. And we coming, you know what I'm saying? Like, they all got music ready. And on top of that, we dropping a MBF album. So I'm going to be on there, as well as Bucket, as well as Soulja, as well as MBF Rocky. Like, it's just, everything is just coming into play.
Hell yeah. And are you cultivating the whole thing, or is it, like you said, the team and everybody doing yourself?
No, yeah. It's a team. Everybody got 100%.
Like, are you building any artists from ground up? Or these guys already been kind of doing their own thing, and it just made sense?
Yeah, nah. They've been doing their own thing from the jump. Soulja, that's my dog. He been doing his own thing. But this is the good thing about the group. You feel me? We help each other.
Yeah.
So whereas parts where I'm lacking at, Bucket gonna let me know, hey, we need to do this, or you might need to do this a little bit better. If it's parts where he lacking at, I'm gonna let him know. And even as far as like music is concerned, like, we write our own music, but he might hear something that I said and be like, hey, say it this way or do it this way. You get what I'm saying? So Bucket been doing this shit for a long time. You feel me? He was when we first met each other, like, we sat in the car for like 5 hours just rapping back and forth to the point where it's like he never missed a beat, I didn't miss a beat. Like, honestly, no bullshit. My right-handed guy, we rap literally for like 3-4 hours back-to-back, just going back-to-back. And I knew at that moment, like, yeah, bro, hard. Like, and I never felt like that about nobody. Niggas always rap for me, and it'd be like, whatever. But we
it
just
was a
stuck.
Different type of vibe.
We just stuck after that, and we just started doing shows and doing shit, and it just made sense. Like, bro, We gonna work together.
But that go back to, like you said, though, everybody understanding the vision. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, once everybody understands the vision and the direction you're trying to go, everyone's gonna make sure no one's lacking. Right. Everyone's gonna uplift everybody. Even like if you feel like you the big dog in the group, you know, somebody might put you back on point so that way we could keep this thing pushing. Going, right? You know what
because
I mean?
It's bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than all of us. It's like a... It's bigger than everything at this moment. This is what we all banking on. You know what I'm saying? Yep. This is what we all got going. So it's not about one person. It's everybody got to say so. Everybody got 100% say so in everything that we doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're doing it the right way, bro. You're doing it the smart way. Because, like, once you give that energy to everybody, it's only going to take off. So the tape, you got a project coming out soon, right?
Yep.
What's to expect on that?
Yeah, man.
I know you got some big ass features on there for sure.
Yeah.
Cause you got that record with DW, Filthy, and I know it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm gonna throw one big record on there, man. I'm gonna throw one because I want the people to hear me. Like this, that was the whole point of the singles. You know what I'm saying? Like getting DW,
yeah,
to anticipate the whole process because. Me doing that is just showing, like, you know, I could jump in the ring with the best of them and spar. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically what that was. And on top of that, it's just love. Shout out DW Flame. Shout out my nigga Jap. Shout out Lil Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, all of these niggas showed genuine love. Shout out Ash Bash, the rapper. She showed genuine love since the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when people show genuine love and just honestly want to work with you, that's when you get them hit records. You feel me? When you get them, you know, DW Flames and them Lil Deuce records and shit like that, because it's genuine. You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of shit that y'all can expect on this album, but
so on the album, is it more so going back deeper to your life or what's been going on from your past tape up to now?
It's gonna be a little bit of both. Like, I'm gonna throw both in there. I'm gonna incorporate songs that I did on the last tape that went up, probably like a part two or, you know, shit like that. But for the most part, what y'all gonna get is a visual, like a real life visual of me breaking it down. You feel me? Of what it is that I'm doing and where we trying to go. Cause obviously, you know what I'm saying? I didn't achieve some shit from the time that I started to where I'm at now.
Yeah.
And that needs to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be talked about because if it go unnoticed, then how is everybody going to ever know besides the videos and, you know what I'm saying, the interviews and shit like that. I want people to actually understand it.
Before I get into this next question, how did the record between you and DW Flame come about?
That's my dog. So it's like, I didn't know him before the record or none of that. He did a challenge, basically.
Oh, okay.
So he did a challenge for Not You.
On Instagram.
And I kind of like, I know he felt like I killed it. You feel me? He tapped in with me. Like, I fuck with it. Like, you was hard. You feel me? So I want to do a song with you. You feel me? So me being who I am, it made me just want to work harder. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, let me work. Let me get some more music out. And then I tapped in with him, like, I got this record, I want you to get on it. It was all love. He, like, send it through.
And that shit's dope, too, because, like, he's buzzing out of Long Beach right now. You were buzzing right now at the Inland Empire. So it's, like, bridging that gap.
To come,
That shit is dope, you know what I mean? And I think it's a genius idea because a lot of people act like they don't know motherfuckers out the IE.
Mm-hmm.
But they're forced to hear us now when those records come out. So, I salute you for that, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So, throughout all this time, I'm sure there's been labels and A&Rs and them reaching out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is there going to be a point where you come across a distribution deal? Or I'm sure you don't want to sign now that you got your own thing going on.
What do you say, D? I got these labels in my DM.
Yeah.
And I ain't signing no papers until I see them. For real. I can't sit up here and try to act like I'm just this, you know, hard ass nigga and be like, yeah, nigga, I ain't taking no deal. I'm independent. I'm this and that.
If it makes sense, you see the mission.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You see the mission. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, we doing it independent. So if it ain't making sense, then I'm not fucking with it.
Yeah.
We not fucking with it. Because at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not going to disrespect the people artists that I'm, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, we're not doing that over here. Everybody eat, you know what I'm saying? So,
of course.
At the end of the day, I'm not saying that I won't sign if it makes sense. And, you know, the money is there, the paperwork right. You know, we might have something to talk about. But other than that, we just going to keep working and keep reaching heights that niggas think we can't reach. Period.
That part. Well, shit, bro. Hey, well, I'm just excited to see what's to come and what's next for you because you're definitely somebody that caught my attention.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to continue to bump your shit and show it to, you know, different crowds, you know. Yeah. So definitely keep doing your thing, bro. Hey, and that kind of right there concludes, you know, today's episode of Your Heard Me Podcast, man. So if y'all want to tune into this episode, y'all can go onto the YouTube and go to G Possibly Nice TV, and you can check out this episode. If you want to hear it on the streaming platforms, go ahead and click the link in my bio on my Instagram at Gabriel_Murgo and tap into the 7 different streaming platforms that we have it on. You don't know, I appreciate you.
Come on, man. Y'all know what the fuck it is, man. You heard podcast, man. Young Note MBF. Shout out the whole squad, man. Shout out my Wiggle Nation, nigga. Shout out my pros, man. You already know what the fuck going on. MBF, man.
Young Note. What's up?
These fiends coming back and forth like a rocking chair. Vier jeans, these ain't never no rocker wears. These niggas cap when they rap, put facts on it. Masked up like I ain't trying to catch COVID. Feds watching, trying to see where the cash going. I can't name the last time I had a bad moment. I'm in the streets with it, like I'm Zip or something. I'm too cold for them, they think winter coming. I bounced out in they hood, left the engine running. Can't put a K behind the gang and you ain't injured nothing. Yeah, for the bread, I go loco. I call my Mexican plug, he charge Ocho. And where I'm from, we wear hats.